the great thing about it is we have another shot. And obviously, as we've all talked about, this week and when we played them the first time, things got out of hand early on. And, I thought we did some good things, but for the most part, we didn't show up ready to play. So that's what's great about the postseason is, you get another opportunity. And right now we're 1-0, and we feel good about the way we played in all three phases last week. Like I say, every week there's always room for improvement, and, especially this week playing a real good Arizona team who we saw firsthand and what they're capable of. Should be a good matchup, but we feel good about our chances, and we're looking forward to the matchup.
Clay, you guys have had a handful of games this year with like 6-7 sacks. What's the key to getting, a really high sack game like that for this defense?
Getting a large lead and just turning the guys loose. But, honestly, it definitely helps. You look at the games in which, offense has had really good production, and we've been able to dictate, offense's hands as far as run or pass. We got some pretty good pass rush on this side of the ball. As far as kind of that second half of the season and the stretch we had all around, defense kind of had to play close to the vest with these games being 14-10, 21-17, whatever they might have been. So that's obviously what we need, and we take pride in being able to hold down our unit as well as the team at times, but obviously when all three phases are working together, we got a pretty good team.
I know the lead against Washington helped, but you've been involved in a lot more stunts and twists the last couple of weeks. What about that has been effective for you, and do you have a little bit of a license to sort of do it when you see it?
There's times when, in the pass rush game where we through the game planning and process of the week, we work on stunts as well as pass rush, and part of that is that I've been pretty successful as far as with the stunts and getting into creases and freeing people up. So obviously you play to your advantage, and that's been one of my strong suits. So we'll see what that means this week, but at the same time, we got a good opportunity to. When you look at the Seattle game in which they played them in week 17, did a real good job with their four-man pressure, and I felt. Obviously the game got out of hand, but, we needed to do a better job in the first game. So, as I said before, we get another shot, and that's going to be really important because you saw in the games we're able to disrupt the quarterback, get him uncomfortable, force him into some throws where there's some pressure. It makes it difficult for him.
Clay, is Carson the kind of guy you need to rattle early to and not allow him to get into a rhythm? I know that's with a lot of quarterbacks, but certain guys, if you get after him early, can definitely change the way they throw.
Well, that's obviously what we're striving for. Once again, you look at that Seattle game, I think the very first play, Bennett was able to get some pressure on him. And, I mean, that thing got out of hand for them quick, much like our game. But, they did a real good job. And Carson's a quarterback who can sit back there and pick you apart, obviously, when he has time. So it's of the utmost importance. There's no doubt about that. But, we feel confident about our pass rush. We just have to put ourselves in those situations, those third and longs, as well as, those opportunities where we can rush the passer.
Is there something to be said about the Cardinals? They have the task to beat you guys for the second time around in any way, or is there some, advantage to you guys having actually lost them the first time around? Because in sports they always say being a team twice is going to be the trick.
Yeah, I'm sure it's, I'm sure it's difficult, obviously, playing, some of our division rivals. No matter what the record is, it's obviously very difficult to see them two, sometimes three times a year. But, in this case, we got a half's worth of football, played. And, I'm not sure who the pressure's on, but we feel good about where we're at right now and the quality of ball that we're playing. And hopefully that kind of translates over into this week from last week. So, they're obviously a number two seed. We're a wild card seed, but... I'm sure the odds makers will have us as the underdog, and rightfully so, but, we still have a pretty good team.
Because they stretch so much, with their speed outside, space is that created for the David Johnson type of plays, and how difficult is that to manage all this?
Yeah, he obviously beat us a few times in the first game. There's no doubt about that with some of the, some of the matchups, and, we like to think we have that, kind of influence within the game plan of knowing who to match up against and who their playmakers are. But, he had a few plays right off the bat where, a few broken tackles, a few, routes that were uncovered that definitely helped him with those big plays. And, we always stress as far as limiting the big play opportunities, and he was one of them, despite being a rookie and however far down on the depth chart in the season, who's become one of their playmakers. So, he's a guy who we'll have our eye on, but, they obviously have a number of guys who can stretch the field and like you numbers, not only the run game but passing game as well.
After the Redskins game, you said you got guys got to kind of make believers out of yourself. Do you feel that the locker room is looser and maybe more believers are in here now, kind of?
You mean you guys?
You guys.
We always believe in ourselves. I mean, we feel good about this team. You know, it's, you know, yeah, I mean, we dropped some, we lost some, and that's the reality. I mean, you're not going to win them all, but, you know, we feel good about where we're at. A lot of guys have been in this position before, and, you know, we understand what's at, you know, what's at stake, and, you know, I mean, that was just the last week was just the first step in what we want to achieve. I mean, going back to April, really. So we put a lot of work into this, and, you know, hopefully, you know, that kind of passion and energy and renewed focus, enthusiasm, whatever you want to call it, you know, comes out this Saturday because we're going to need it. And, you know, the reality is if, you know, you win, you obviously move on to the NFC Championship game. And if you lose, then, you know, it's another season in which you have regret.